Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible. It'll tell you what to do. Be not weary. In doing well. For in due season, you're going to reap. Yeah. Say, be not weary.
Good morning and welcome once again to our weekly internet program. I'm your host, Minister Joel Lewis, and you're listening to Free on the Inside, an internet program to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you to be all you could be in Christ Jesus. Each and every week we bring forth ministry that's about ministry. We bring forth men and women of God that's making a difference in the life of the community. We thank God for the ministries in which God have attached us to. We pray that you're being blessed by this program, that you've been encouraged to be a part of something bigger than yourself here. I am very honored and pleased this morning to bring on a couple of instructors and a student from the school that I am currently attending, ASL School of Ministry. And we're going to bring them on and let them share what thus says the Lord. I encourage you to be a part of something bigger than yourself here. But before we go any further, I'd like to give out that call-in number. And you too can call in and say hello to our guests and just give our guests words of encouragement. And also ask some questions regarding some of the information that they're going to give out this morning. That number would be 310-982-4126. I'm going to say it again, 310-982-4126. And we have we have our guests online. We have a host of callers that's calling in this morning. So callers, be patient. We'll bring you in later. But also, we would like to say thank you to Beverly Beasley over at Granny's Place. Granny's Place is a nonprofit organization. Granny's Place have a new name change. It's Granny's Place Ministry. They sponsor this program each and every week. We want to thank Beverly Beasley and her staff for allowing us to do what we do for the kingdom. Amen. And so the next voice you'll hear will be Minister Avery from Spiritual Abundant Life, and then we have Minister Scott on there, then we have Minister Julia. They're going to come on. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning,
this
Minister Avery.
Pastor. Good morning. This is Pastor and Sister Avery on the line this morning.
Well, God bless you. Thank you. Okay. And we also have Minister Scott on the line. Good morning, Minister Scott.
Good morning. God bless you this morning, Minister Lewis and Pastor Avery and Sister Avery. God bless you.
God bless
Amen.
You.
I also have Sister Minister Julia on the line. Good morning, Minister Julia.
Good morning. God bless you all.
God bless you. Thank you for being a guest. And then we're going to start the show off here with the assistant dean at the school here, Minister Avery Scott and Sister Scott. I'm sorry, Avery Johnson. Yes, Minister Avery. Yes, good morning. Tell us something about the school.
Yes, sir. The school is up and doing well. I want to announce that we are open for enrollments. And for those that want to contact us, they can contact us at 972-274-0902. Let me give that number again, 972-274-0902. And we have our web address. I want you to visit us there, ASLCM.org. To contact us, you can use as email Avery RL.
To contact us.
Oh, okay, my wife is getting me right on this. The web is to contact us at ASLCM.org. I hope I got that right. Ross, to give it to them again.
The email address is number 2, contact, contactus, at ASLCM.org is the email address. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Amen. God Amen. Bless you. Amen. Now, Minister Avery, now tell her, you said that the school is, what are some of the criteria for getting into school?
The criteria for getting into the school is you have a love for God. We do ask for a $25 enrollment fee. Other than that, see, everything else, all the books, the instruction is without cost to the individual. We do take a public offering, but we do not charge for anyone coming through the school. It's a 33-month school, approximately 33 months, and through that we license and ordain the ministers who complete the program. God bless. It's such a tremendous school, if I have to say so myself, that whoever goes through the school will be tremendously blessed.
Amen, amen. And tell us something else about the school now. As the students are going through the school, are they able to practice their gift in which they are developing under the in that school, in that type of environment?
Oh, definitely. We ensure that every student who completes the entire program will have at least two practice times. And that doesn't mean that we won't use them in other capacities. We just encourage everyone to get into the gift that the Holy Spirit has given them, and we encourage everyone to practice that gift as often as possible. So it's a school where you don't just sit and listen, but you partake, you participate in all facets of the program as you're going through the school. It's such a tremendous blessing, Minister Lewis, and I know you're aware because you are one of my students every Saturday morning. I do want to say that presently we have three classes going. We have two on Saturday mornings from 10 until 12, and then we have one from 12:30 until 2:30. But people call in at the number 972-274-0902, and we'll take your names, and we'll see where we can fit you in for our new classes that we are in and open enrollment period.
Amen. And now, one other question I'd like to ask you before we shift to our next guest here. Now, if someone wanted to come over and just sit in on the class, what do they need to do to just come and just say, hey, I'd like to see what's going on. I want to come and just sit in on the class. What steps do they need to take?
All they would need to do is just show up. The address is 336 Southampton Road, DeSoto, Texas, 75115. All they need to do, Minister Lewis, is just show up, and we will welcome them to sit in on one of the classes.
Amen. So all is welcome. All is welcome.
Oh, everybody's welcome. Hey. We're located between
Beltline Road and Parkerville Road.
Amen. Beltline and Parkerville. Amen.
Right.
God bless you.
Yeah. From the general store.
Yes. Oh, amen. That's some great directions there. You can't miss it with those type of directions.
Amen.
And I tell you what, I want y'all to just sit tight and hold on, because we're going to talk to Minister Scott right now. But I want you to come back, because I want you to be able to close out this program. So just hold on. Now, Minister Scott.
Yes, God bless you.
God bless you. Now, tell us about what did God put in your hands to do over at ASL, Minister or School?
God has been such a good God and a blessing to me personally. I want to thank him first of all, as I always say, who's the head of my life and who's done great things for me. But I'm ever so grateful for the founder and the dean and the assistant dean, Apostle Mundell, Pastor Meyer Mundell, and assistant dean, Pastor Avery, for what they invested in me. The school has been a blessing. As you know, I went through the school. I was a student, and I was called up on to teach as a student. And as I finished the program and went through it, I couldn't just leave it there, because the Bible says in Matthew 10:8, freely you have received, freely you give. And I was felt and compelled to give something back that had been given to me. Currently, I am the instructor over the ordination part of the class, part of the school, excuse me. I am over the ordination. As you know, this past June, we licensed over 50 ministers. Amen. And I was a part of that licensing phase. Now God
Amen.
Has led me over into the ordination phase, which is the complete part of the school. And we're currently in a book called The Resurrected Mind. And we are really looking at where the mind, our minds are, because the Bible talks about let us have the mind of Christ. So we're currently in that book, and we're currently doing great things, and God is moving by His Spirit.
Amen. Now, how long was that course that you're over now?
The ordination phase is 1 year and 3 months, which is 15 months. 15 months after you have received your license, we pray and we ask that you will continue, because there's so much more to receive during the ordination phase. I know for me, once I got licensed, I said, that's enough and I'm done. And the Spirit spoke to me and said, no, you don't want to come halfway, go all the way. So the ordination phase is 15 months as well.
Amen. God bless you. Now, we have a student on the line here, Minister Julia. We're going to bring her in to just echo what you're just saying there. Hello, Minister Julia.
Hello.
Yes, tell us something about your school and about the school and your experience at ASL School of Ministry. Minister Julia? I think we may have lost her there for a minute there. Amen. Yes, Minister Julia?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, tell
I'm
us
here.
Something about
can
your
hear
experience
me?
Over at yes, I can okay. hear you now.
Okay, I'm sorry. I've been a student at Abundant Spiritual Life Bible School since May of 2013. When I came into the school, I said, you know, I just wanted to learn more about the Word. I want to get more Word in me so I can teach my kids, my grandkids, and anyone that has an ear to hear. Well, I have been more than blessed since I've been in this school. The instructors have been phenomenal, as Pastor Scott mentioned, Apostle Mondale, Pastor Avery, and First Lady Avery. They're just phenomenal. And they're giving because they're grateful. And that's where our recipients, the students there are recipients of their gratefulness. And I'm grateful to God for them. In June of this year, we graduated and we were licensed to minister. And again, I emphasize that I'm there to learn so that I can give out. And the next level that we're on is the class that Pastor Scott teaches, which is the ordination class. It is phenomenal that God spoke to me. I too, was not certain what I was going to teach. And He said, what I have for you, you must have more teaching. Well, it's not just words. It's not just information. But it is revelation that I am getting. So, therefore, I'm encouraged daily, weekly. As I've said before, when I leave on Saturday from that class, I cannot wait to come back the following week. I share with my family long distance. I share with my family here. I share with my friends. I share with my church family what I have learned, and they are amazed, especially a school that does not charge. And so we're not only getting
Go right ahead. Go right ahead. I was just going to say amen to you, because you know you're saying quite a bit there, and I'm being encouraged by just hearing you talk. And you know, Julia, you was at one of our revivals last summer. Did you think in your wildest dream that God would be able to use you at this stage and at this point in your life?
No, sir. Not where I've been serving and where God is using me. Someone, a friend of mine who's an associate pastor in another church, was at the graduation in June. And he said the Lord spoke to him that I would get invitations. And he said quickly, and it started since the graduation. So God is faithful. And like I said before, I didn't go for a license. I didn't go for a title, but it came with it, and I'm grateful because it's credentials that we need to go into different places, whether it's hospitals or wherever, because I love to visit hospitals, but it has been a tremendous blessing in my life for me and my family, and I'm very grateful.
Amen. Before I let you go, would you give us words of encouragement for someone that said, hey, I don't know if I can do this or not. I don't know if I have enough in me. Just make it as simple as possible to encourage someone else.
When I came in, I sat there and I told the Lord, do you really want me here? Is this where I'm supposed to be? Because I heard it through someone else. I did not hear it on the radio station because I wasn't aware of it. But when they said, go check it out. And the first day I walked in, I knew that was for me, because I knew that the enemy would not send me to a Bible school. I knew that it had to be God speaking to me into my life. And it is so simple. It is so simple. It's ridiculous sometimes I think about it, how I don't have to go very far. It's free. I spoke to a couple coming into this new class, and they weren't sure. And I told them, I said, you don't need to be anywhere else on Saturday but at this school. I said, you need to put your everything aside. I said, because the 2 hours that you spend here will be a life-changing experience, as it has for me. Don't hesitate. Don't think about it. Just do it, and God is there waiting on you. So
amen.
I am
glad,
God, and I know, I know everybody will be blessed. There's no doubt in my mind.
God,
if you go
you.
With a mind, if you go with a mind willing to receive and see what God's going to do, and you're there on a consistent basis and expecting, it will happen.
Amen. God bless you there. Amen. Now we're going to bring in Reverend Scott. He's going to just continue this interview with us. Thank you, there, Minister Julia.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Minister Scott.
Yes.
Yes, sir. As we get ready to wind down this portion of our interview, I want to thank you again for being a guest on the program here. And, you know, because of teaching like yours and because of commitment like that you show at the school, it's encouraging other people. It's encouraging other men and women to follow their passion for our Lord and Savior. Now, what allows you to keep doing this time after time? Well, you could be doing other things. You done went there. You done that. But yet you're still making yourself available to be used by God. What's up with that?
Hey. Thank you so much, Minister Lewis, for asking that. I tell myself all the time, I not only love God, I'm in love with God. And once you're in love with something, you can't let it go. It's just God has been so good to me. I just want to be an encouragement and a blessing to God's people, as so many have been a blessing and encouraged me. And it just keeps me driving. God is speaking to me right now, Pastor Lewis, about being on the move. We also have all adapted at the church, a church on the move. God has told me to keep moving. And as he has instructed me to keep moving, I just want to keep moving in his will and his way, and keep his people fired up and charged up for Jesus Christ, because he has been good to us and he has blessed us above what we could ever ask or think. That's what keeps me going.
Thank you. Call back the show. Call me back. God bless you. Amen. You know, and I'm glad that you said that, though, because someone needs to hear that passion. Someone needs to hear that it's more than it's not all about them. It's not all about them. Now, and as the school is going along here, now, Luda, have you seen growth in the students? Share with us that about the growth before we bring Minister Avery back in.
Oh my! It's funny that you said that. About a week ago, God had put on my spirit during the week, and I went in to teach them, and I just wanted to tell them how much I love them and how much I am so proud of them and how much growth I have seen in them from the time that they walked in, from their conversation to their commitment to their dedication of being there on time, to their dedication of letting you know what's going on in their life, what's letting you know what's going on in their family lives. Pastor, pray for us. We're praying for you. Just tremendous growth from day one. To have the same core group of students from day one to what we are now, it's phenomenal how God is moving, how God is in their life, how they've accepted their role and the commitment, the dedication they've made, not to me and not to the school, but they've made to God and then also the school and also to their instructor.
And that is so true. That is so true. Because as I know that the school allowed future ministers to practice their gift. Do that hold true for your classes? And how often, if they do it, how often are they able to do that?
That is so true for the class. They will get to, and we will have a camp meeting this year, and they will get to stand. I think it's twice a year during their reign of licensing, during their reign of ordination, where they'll get to practice their gift of teaching, or practice their gift of it is preaching, whatever it is. It's just to sharpening their skills. It's sharpening their skills and continue to keep them going as they keep moving forward in the school. One thing we don't want to do, we don't want them to leave there without everything. We want to make sure that they have everything that God has for them in ministry before they leave. And we want to make sure we give them the right tools and lead them in the right direction, as God has led us to lead them.
And that is so true. That so again, give us some information regarding the school and location and the time available for the class that you're teaching.
All right, the class that I'm teaching will be a 10 a.m. class. So, Sister Julia, I will see you in a little while. The ordination class is currently at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And like Sister Julia, someone said on the line, that we welcome people to come in and just come in and sit down and check us out. Come sit in one class. I have the ordination. Pastor Avery is doing the license. Come in and check us out. We're at 336 Southampton Road in DeSoto, Texas. Once again, 336 Southampton Road in DeSoto, Texas.
To send your message, press 1 at any time.
Amen. God bless. 115. Yes. Amen. And, you know, and we're waiting on Mr. Avery to come back in the line. He dropped off on us here. But I'm glad that I have you on here because I wanted you to just to give us just an insight up on the school and things that's available. We have Minister Julia on the line here, which is a student, and she's being blessed by what. But what much so is it that an instructor to be able to share with us what does says the Lord regarding these ministerial opportunities?
It's so powerful as an instructor. The instructor God has anointed us to teach the gospel, to teach to his people, and also not only teach us, he's anointed us to love his people and present the word uncompromising with power and love and authority of the anointing of the Holy Ghost that's on our life. As a minister, it does me joy. I'm like Sister Julia. I can't wait for Saturday morning to get there and just to empower, because a lot of times, Minister Avery, not only am I teaching him, but sometimes they're teaching me. They're teaching me life skills and things that they're going through that I have never been through. So that as an instructor, you get to sit on both sides of the table. And what an awesome feeling. And just to look out and just see how God is using your students. They're going off to preach. And Pastor, I'm teaching here this weekend. And as Sister Julia came to your revival, to sit back and see that and see God is working through the lives of his people, it gives me great joy as an instructor. And that keeps me going. That keeps me going for the next class, because I want to be able to give the next class the same opportunity that the current class has now.
Yes, sir. And you know, that's truly a blessing of what you shared with us regarding that. Now, as we get ready to get Mr. Avery back on here, now we're going to just shift to Minister Julia for just a second. Minister Julia.
Yes, sir.
As you've been going to the school, can you see the differences making in your family life? Are they being able to draw closer to God because of what you've been experiencing at the school?
Oh, Mr. Lewis, it's been amazing. It's been amazing. My grandchildren, I could talk to you for hours as I've shared with a class about my grandchildren. They're like sponges. I come home, and if they're here, they'll say, "How was it?" And I say, "It was awesome." And my granddaughter, 8 years old, she said, "I knew you were going to say that." She said, "I knew you were going to say that." They were at the graduation. They were very blessed. As I mentioned at the graduation, 4 generations in my family have been touched by this ministry, by this Bible school, because I share with 4 generations. And I love it,
Amen.
And they're excited. My mom traveled 6 hours. She's 91 years old to be here, because I prayed that she would be here for my graduation. And my family is very proud. My husband is like my cheerleader. He's out there telling people that, and they understand why I'm there. And because at first he didn't understand why I was giving up my Saturdays or why I was going all the time. And I told him, I said, "This is what I love. This is where I'm supposed to be. This is where God placed me." I said, "And it's for our children and grandchildren." And so he loves it. He loves the people there. He feels like he knows them, because I talk about Pastor Scott all the time, my classmates, Pastor Avery, First Lady Avery. But we're family. We're family there. Pastor Scott and Pastor Avery could not be a pastor if they didn't have love for people. I would not be going back this Saturday if there was not love there, and true love. I'm talking genuine love and concern and appreciation and compassion and passion for what they do. There's a passion there that we need in America today. To give what God has given us. And I tell people all the time, this is too good for me to keep to myself. I will share.
I know what you mean. Great. God bless you. God bless you. We're about ready to end this here program, but we have Minister Avery back on the line here. We're going to let him close it out. Minister Julie, God bless you. I tell you what, I want you to come back. I want you to come back and continue to share with our listening audience and to get them fired up for the Lord here, because someone needs to hear this. Someone needs to experience this Jesus joy that the world didn't give to us, and the world can't take it away. And I know that you're getting ready to go to school, so I'm going to see you later. We're going to rejoice together for this is the day that the Lord had made. And then we're going to get Minister Avery on here, and we're going to ready to close out here in just a second. So we're going to bring him on here.
Amen.
Minister, hey there, Pastor Avery, yes, God bless sir. You. Thank you for coming
yes,
back here. Things like that happen, so that's, you know what, things happen. But thank you for coming
Amen.
Back on the line here.
Amen.
And as we get ready to close out here, we're going to let you have the last word regarding the school, regarding the what we had talked about today.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Lewis. You just don't know how grateful we are that you take the time to allow us to be on the program. Now, my wife is going to give that telephone number and the email address and on our website. Amen.
The telephone number is 972-274-0902. The web address is asclcm.org. The email address is number 2, contactus at asclcm.org. The address is 336 South Hampton Road, DeSoto, Texas, 75115. And please contact us.
God bless you so much. And again, we just want to say that you're not too young, you're not too old. We've had people from the age of 8 all the way up to 84, 85 who've come through the program. We will do whatever it takes to get you through so that you might be able to apply the gift that the Holy Spirit has given you. Again, we want to thank Pastor Scott for the excellent work that he's doing. Thank you, Sister Rojas, for being representative of our student body. And again, we want to just let you know that we are having open enrollment right now.
And we just want to Amen. Thank you, Mr. Lewis. We want to thank you for the opportunity that you've given us to let the world know about the school.
Well, we want to thank the school for what it's doing in my life. And, you know, this is just an extension of what God is doing. God is blessing each and every one of us. And the blessing
Amen.
Is just two numbers for us to even think about. We never know what plans that God has for us. But we want to, you know, we want to be in the position. And that position only comes from God, you know, because he ordered our steps. And Minister
yes,
Scott
amen.
And Minister Julia, God bless you. I have an open line here so y'all can say hello and goodbye to Rev. Avery, and we're all going to see each other in a couple of hours.
Thank you so much.
You're
done. Thank you so much, Minister Lewis. Bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes.
Well, God
amen.
Bless you. We're going to rejoice in the Lord all day today. So God bless
amen.
You,
amen.
Minister Avery. Again,
God
thank
bless.
You for... Thank you, there, First Lady Avery. Thank you all for making yourself available. Ms. Avery, close us out in a word of prayer right quick before we bring our next guest in.
Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you, Master, for this program that you have blessed Minister Lewis with. And we thank you that he has allowed us to come on and be a part of such a great blessing. For Father, you said that we're to go into the world to carry your word everywhere. And through this program, your word, oh God, is going all over the land. In the name of Jesus, give him strength, give him courage. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Have a safe passage to school today, and we'll see you later. Amen. What a great
amen.
Interview that we had, though. With Minister Avery, First Lady Avery, Minister Scott, Minister Julie, what a great time we had in the Lord. Amen. Let's get ready to make this transition into our five or next guest. We want to be mindful that this is God's business. And you'll just listen to two instructors and a student over at ALS School of Ministry. They're located in the Duncanville area. He gave you the address, but you can go back and listen to this program in its entirety. We have some contact numbers that's associated with our interview. Please follow up on those numbers. Please make yourself available to be used by God. Amen. And now we're bringing in our next guest that's going to come up here in just a few minutes. We pray that you are being blessed by what you heard. And again, you can call in. That number is 310-982-4126 and be a part of this program, be a part of what God is doing. And so we have a very exciting guest that's coming up next that's on the line here. He hosts a blog, internet radio, internet program. And he's been on here before, but about a year ago. So we're following up on that with him. And we have him on the line right now.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Good morning, Minister Dreyer. Good morning to you. Please introduce yourself to our listening audience and tell us about the things that God put to your hands to do.
Yes. First of all, let me say good morning and God bless you and your listening audience. I'm Reverend Dyer, Reverend Tommy Dyer, and I have the Thunder the Baptist blog that people follow me all over the world on. And I'm also pastor of Bright Light Baptist Church, which is an internet church, and we are reaching a lot of people. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. God bless you. And, you know, I have your website up here now, your blog site here, and I'm very encouraged by what I'm seeing here. Tell us how to get to that blog site if someone wants to just follow along with this conversation this morning.
All right. Well, all you have to do is just put thunderthebaptist.com in and then click on Thunder's blog. And we're putting the Lord's business in the street. That's our thing,
hey.
And we've been doing this about 28 months now. Yes.
And now I'm on one of your pages here saying Truth to the Youth. What's that all about, and how did that come about?
Oh, okay. Well, we always just want to reach the youth, and certainly the truth needs to go out to the youth because there's so much false information going out there, and we want to try to encourage the youth to follow Christ. Yeah, you're never too young to come to Jesus or to follow him.
And that is so true because I do youth ministry, and I see our young men, they are seeking things, but they are seeking things of this world, which are temporal. And we need to be able to redirect their mind, I like to say, on those heavenly things. Well, how much so can we do that by being men and women of faith and purpose?
Well, by the life that we lead ourselves. You know, your best witness is your own life. You know, one thing about us is we say one thing and do another one. You know, and that's a bad message to go out to the youth, to anyone. When we follow Christ, we ought to follow him with all our heart and all our soul. Amen?
Amen. Now, Minister Dyer, how did this internet radio ministry come about?
Well, I tell you what, I just had the concept of putting the Lord's business in the street, and the Lord just kept working with me with it, and I just started putting it together a little bit at a time. I had the desire to preach every day, and it's not available through churches, so this way I can get to say what I need to say, and then the Lord gives me a message to put out every day, so I just write it out. And you can just follow me on my blog. People all over the world follow me on it. Basically, every day they can't wait to see what I write about. Yeah, I reached about 1,200 this year, and we've reached over 45,000 in the 28 months that we have been blogging.
Oh, that is a blessing. Now, when they go to your site, what can they expect to see on the site? Beautiful site. Well, tell our listening audience what would they find on this site when they go to it.
Okay, first of all, if you go to the home page, you can hear my best friend out of Tyler, Texas play What a Friend We Have in Jesus. So be sure to put your speakers on. And then when you look at the front page there, I try to inform you about Christ and what he has done for us. And I talk about the mission statement of the disciples, how they received the Great Commission, and with the Great Commission, you must first be compassionate, then you be concerned, and then make contact. And then I talked specifically about the 5 A's of leadership development. Attendance, you show up on time. Attention, listen and learn. And attitude, always be positive. Atmosphere, create the possible. And achievement, be a doer of the word. And then we have all our information that's on there that you want to know in order to be involved in this ministry.
Amen. And you know what? You said some things that we should already know about, but sometimes we forget and it falls through the cracks of our spiritual life, of being kind, patient, generous, and helpful, those things. I'm a Christian. I don't have to do all that no more. And I'm glad to see that you got it on. You got it printed out and you got it posted. That, you know, they bring back to our remember what our faith is all about.
Yes, And then also, brother, I'd like to mention also on my blog, I write a theological practical writing. Most people just do a practical writing, but I do a theological practical writing. And I talk about everything. So once you get on Thunder's blog, you can click on any subject that I have written about, okay?
Amen, amen. Now, I'm looking at some of your links right here. It says that the Church on the Hill, what is that? If I click on that site, what would I see on that site?
Okay, then the Church on the Hill is where I spotlight a church that is really doing a great work in the Lord. Okay, is that they are very visible in their neighborhood, and then they stand and they preach the uncompromising gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, that, and any church could be a Church on the Hill. Anyone could contact me through the website and say, hey, come and see my church and come and look at what we are doing. And I would like to spotlight them.
Amen. And anytime anyone want to get in touch with you, you have a link on your blog, right, where you can actually correspond with them for prayer.
Right, You can go to my submit a mission, contact us, in that little box to type a whole page, and then on the blog there, it's where you can also respond to me on the blog. Okay?
Amen. God bless you. And also, one said the Crusader of the Month.
Okay, the Crusader of the Month is where someone is doing an exceptional job. I'd like to spotlight them as well. And then there is a certificate that comes with it for being Crusader of the Month. And then also have Crusader of the Week. And that's when I'm really traveling and really making a lot of contact with people personally and seeing their personal work. Yes.
Yes.
In fact, Brother Lewis, you have been my crusader for the month in time past. In these 2 years, you were crusader of the month.
Well, God bless you. Thank you, there. You know, and you know, as we go out there, nobody knows what we're doing but God. But I thank God that He put it on your heart to see some of the things that I was a part of, and you brought it to the forefront. And some things I don't think about, and I'm pretty sure the rest of the people that you write about, it just we know we're just being used by God. So thank you for seeing it, because sometimes we're laborers in the field and no one ever pay attention, you know. And then sometimes I tell you what, a lot of times people lose heart because they're trying so much and they can't get any support. You know, remember that prophet that said, hey, ain't nobody left but me. And God said, wait a minute, I got 7,000 more, y'all.
Yeah, that's right.
I commend you for that Crusade of the Month, because it encouraged someone, you know. You never know what that servant is going through. You know, being a servant is a daunting task, you know.
Yes.
Because we serve, and then, you know, we don't relax. It's kind of like I always mess with my wife about cooking Thanksgiving dinner, because the women, they'll spend all their time and they're cooking and cooking and cooking, and then everybody else is full and happy, but the cook is tired.
That's right. Yes. And also, Brother Lewis, I wanted to just mention, I have a page on my website called The 5 Steps of Spiritual Growth, and I encourage everyone to look at this page and be concerned about your spiritual growth. If you're not growing, well, then something's wrong. A human being ought to grow to be mature, and a spiritual man should grow as well. You ought not be a spiritual babe all your life. We are, there's a process that we ought to go through, and we should begin to grow. And the only way that we grow is through prayer and commitment to the Lord.
Oh, that is so true, there, Rev. You know what? I did a message some time ago saying being a spiritual midget. And if you don't grow, yes, you're around the fire, but you ain't growing. You're just a midget. And when the wind and storm come in your life, it blows you away, and you kind of playing peekaboo until it leaves. Then you say, wow, that was tough. But you was out there.
Yes, yes. And I tell you something else about spiritual midgets. They want everything cut, tailor-made to fit them. When you say, let's do it this way, they say, no, let's do it my way or the highway. You know what I mean? You try to encourage them to come on. Just don't let your size hold you back. But they want everything to cut, just tailor-made to fit them. So we don't want to be spiritual midgets.
Yeah, and we have a God that's so gracious, he ain't going to force you. Kind of like the children, you know, they want to say, hey, the task is too great. God said, okay, if you want to do that, I'm going to let you sit here. You're going to have your feast. You're going to have your party. And you'll just sit there and sit there, and somebody else will come right along and step right on over your blessing.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You know, I thank you for your sight call. Your sight said thunder the Baptist. And it ought to be some thunder. It ought to be some moving and some shaking. And so together, you know, with a thunderstorm, it's rattling everything. And the word of God ought to be rattling up things in your life, things in the community.
That's it. Yes, that is. That's so correct. Yeah, and my main thing is to put the Lord's business in the street. And everywhere I go, I want to tell everybody about Jesus Christ and his love. When you tell them about Jesus, don't forget to tell them about his love, because his love is so amazing.
Yes, it is. So, you know, I do a jail ministry, my last Bible study where we were talking about the sower, you know, sowing the good seed. And a lot of times our young men and also our mature people, we don't have that depth that comes with the word of God, you know. And ministries like yours help provide that nutrient that we need to be rooted in the word of God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
While we hear these things, and it allows us to get that nutrient that we can go deeper in the word of God, and having people around, we can just grow stronger in the Lord. So I commend you for what you're doing. You've been doing it for a number of years. So how do you keep doing what you do?
A little over 2 years.
Without any recognition, without any thank you.
Yes, we just keep on serving the Lord, and then according to what the Lord leads us to do on a daily basis. I want to preach every day, and so this is my way of getting to put the word of the Lord out every day. Yes, sir.
And you know, and as you're doing this every day, and you begin to see how it's affecting the lives of men and women that's a part of what you're doing, it gives you a sense that you're on the right path.
Oh, yeah. When I reach over 1,200 people a week, it's a great joy. And one of the things I like to say also about others who are thinking about doing some work like this, don't be afraid to step out on faith. And don't be too timid to witness to people. The Lord will help you to do his work. And all we got to do is just have just a little faith and just take that step. Jesus is awesome in helping us with our work. But we got to believe him. And we just got to be bold and courageous and just step out.
And that's so true. Now, Rev, now someone listens to this program and they have a ministry on their heart, an individual on their heart, they say, I like what they're doing. I would like to submit them to Thunder the Baptist internet blog site and maybe get the word out of what this person or what this ministry is doing. What are some of the steps that they need to do?
Well, they can just, if they have something that they want to write, just write it, and they send it to me, and if it's solid and it's spiritual, well, then I will print it and give them the credit for it. I'll put this blog is by them, because when you notice each blog, it says who the blog is by, the author of the blog, and all of mine say Thunder the Baptist, and I'd like to have others that would write stuff as well. And then another thing, YouTube. I have about 15 messages on YouTube. So when you come to my site, you can get all my information, and you can be able to go to YouTube and see me preach.
Amen. Yes, I went to the site and I saw some of that. And as we're looking at your website now, it's very well designed, and
pull up my blog page. Pull up the blog page, and you'll just kind of just see some of the things that I've written about this week. I've written about the new life in Christ, public prayer, just keep on praying, and motivation. What's your motive? And the one that was most awesome this week was the incorruptible seed of God. I had 1,000 visitors in one day that read this blog. And I hear back from people all the time. I just don't publish other comments. All the comments come in to me.
Yes. Oh, man, it's like it's a community there, a community of believers on the internet.
Oh, yeah, they're, in Redmond, Washington, I have over 5,000 that follow me, and I even have 1,800 or so to follow me out of Beverly Hills, California, and they're all over the world.
Oh, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. And, you know, Pastor, as I talk to young people, and everyone is so fascinated by Facebook, and they end up posting all kind of stuff on the internet. And I let them know that, hey, a lot of times these things are not ever going to go away. And this is your fingerprint. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that. They're going to always be there. But what what wisdom it is to post something that's used. And you got a site that said news that you can use. Posting something that can be used and be a blessing to someone. Tell us about this news you can use and how that came about.
Okay. Well, the news and use, I tried to put information on there that will help us in daily life. In fact, I have information on there about the flu. The flu season is coming up. I have information on there about allergies. So I just try to put something positive on that will help us. And I ask people also to submit their ideas of news that we can use. You know what I mean? Even you could submit how to bake a great apple pie, if that's what you know how to do. Anything that will help someone. And then even stuff that's not good for us, I'll also publish that as well. Whenever there's stuff that comes out that's not good for us, you take like the Ebola is becoming present in the U.S., you know. And so as I collect information, well, then later on I will be all blogging and also putting it on this News You Can Use page.
And you know, that is so important to have us be being Christian. We ought to be aware of the things surrounding us. You know, sometimes people, I don't follow
news.
I don't follow health issues. But you should as a Christian.
Yes.
Because we know how to govern ourselves. We know how to encourage someone else.
That's right. And we should never get a closed mind to the fact where we don't watch TV. You got to watch all this stuff and know what's going on. And then the Lord gives you discernment about that which is good and which is not good. And we just need to know what's going on all around us, as you say. Yes.
And that is so true. So I'm glad to see that you are on the forefront of that. And you're not alone. There's many, many other Christians that are doing this also. But I'm so glad that you had that longevity. You know, you've been doing it. Did you ever think in your wildest dream that God would be continuing to bless you for the length of time that you're on? Because, you know, things come and go. You know, when you're doing
stuff too long,
people want to think it's something wrong. Ain't you doing something different? Ain't you, you know, that's old news. You know, but sometimes things don't get old. The word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
That's right. Well, see, when you're growing in the Lord, you don't have to worry about failure. You just trust Him, and you just keep on growing. And then as you grow and you give yourself to Him, He's going to regenerate you daily. And regenerate just means to make new. So each day you get up and you pray, it's a new day, then there's also a new work. You might be doing the same thing, but He's going to give you new work within what you're doing. And that's what happens to me. And that's why I have longevity, and I'm looking to expand. I'm looking to really grow. I am made myself available to go to churches and do workshops and help them set up evangelism teams. I will come and preach. I will do whatever is needed of me. And I'm going to have a real heavy schedule in this next year coming up. And this has come about from the work that I'm doing. So if you be faithful, God will use you.
You had it so true. You know, I kind of do a lot of ministry, and sometimes people ask me to do various things. I try to make myself available for things that I know that are concerning God's business. And then sometimes people say, well, if people want you to do all this, won't you charge them for this? Won't you charge them? I said, no, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, yeah.
So God paid the cost. I'm not going to charge you. Now, they want to give something that's okay toward the kingdom, but out of my pocket, start making demands. You want me to come over there, and I want 3 Cokes and a hamburger, and I want chicken. You know, brawn, not fried.
Well,
that
used to be they want money now. You know what I mean? So, but in this ministry, we don't ask for money. We just do the work of the Lord. In fact, I serve the people, but I work for God. And so God
yes.
is who I look to give me my pay. And he has promised me that he will take care of me, and he has not gone back on his promise to me or no one else. If God said it, believe it and expect it.
And that is so true. That is so true. You know what? This interview is about to come to an end, but I am so grateful that you spent some time with us. We realize that you're busy because kingdom work is busy work, but yet you made yourself available for someone out there. If it ain't but one person that need to hear this here and being encouraged by someone have a book in them, someone have some news that someone else could use, but sometimes they feel like they can't say, because you know what the enemy want to do? He wants to shut you up. The enemy will tell you in a minute, you be quiet.
You
don't need to write this.
Be quiet.
And you know, I went places some time ago, and people used to tell me, we don't like you talking. We don't understand what you're saying. And then some people tell you the best, that we like you and keep coming back. And you said, and you know what? And I got to worrying about those things. And God said, don't worry about those things. You know, because some people going to like you, some people don't hate you. But you're not to please people. You're doing it for the glory of God. So when you go places and people tell you to be quiet, you talk even a louder. You got to be like those men back in biblical time with born men. They said, shut up. You said, no, I'm going to write even more. I'm going to talk even more.
That's right. And certainly in calling on the Lord, when they said, hold your peace, call on him just that much more, and he will certainly come to your aid. Yes, sir. Well, and my brother, I want to thank you for this opportunity of being able to talk to you and your listening audience, and want to say God bless you in your efforts. All right?
Well, thank you very much. And before we get out of here, I want to share with you in the book of James 5:20. It said, now know this, he that correct the errors of a sinner way saves a soul and from death and hide a multitude of sins. With what you're doing, you're getting the word out. You're letting people know that there's no failure in God. You're letting them know that there's salvation at hand. And you're covering
Amen.
A multitude of sin. We don't know what those things are, but God knows.
He knows.
And God has got you in the gap to be a hurdle for the gospel. Thank you for continuing what you're doing publicly and on the internet. You're saving souls from death and covering a multitude of sins. God bless
you. Thank you, and thank you, and God bless you as well.
All right, God bless you. And we've been listening to Minister Dyer from help a Blog Talk program. Thunder the Baptist. He's on there, and you can follow his posting each and every day. Go to his website. He have a great website there that's available. You too could be a part of what's going on there. Rev. Dyer, thank you very much. God bless you, and we're looking forward to having you to be a guest on our show at a later date.
All right. Thank you. We'll be happy to do anything we can to help, okay?
Amen. God bless you. Amen. What a great interview that we had. Amen.
All right, then. Thank
God bless. Amen. Oh, what a great interview that we had with Reverend Dyer. He was with ThunderTheBaptist.com, his internet blog program. I encourage you to be a part of it. I encourage you to go to that site there and see what God is up to. Now, as we get ready to wind down this show here, we have several callers on the line here, but we want to encourage you to be about your Father's business. We want to encourage you to follow your passion, and your dream that comes from God. You know, Joseph had a dream, and he told people about a dream, and they got mad at him, and they tried to hinder his dream. But what God have for you, he have for you. And I want you to be encouraged about that. I don't know what God have planned for you, but unless you start living in that, you'll never know either. And can this thing really be as God said? I don't know, but God knows, and that's the only thing that counts. You know, we host this program each and every week, and every time we come on here, God is our program director. He knows the guest that's going to be on there before I even know it. And guess what? God, I already have it tailor-made for someone to come and speak about ministry to you and to encourage you to be about our Father's business here. Amen. That call-in number is 310-982-4126. That's our call-in number. You two can call in and say hello to the guests. We have a couple of callers on the line this morning. We'll bring one of them in and see if they'd like to say something. Good morning, caller. You're on the net. Good morning, caller. Amen. We got a caller who just wants to listen in, so that's okay then. So, but we have several other callers, but they all just want to listen in. And we have a new program that's coming up called the Gregory, and we have the host of that program that's going to come on there. He's going to just say a few words to us, and he's a young man and going to talk about young man issues. And he's just going to come on and just say hello. The next voice you'll hear will be the Gregory from the Zuh Gregory Internet Program.
Hello, this is Zuh Gregory, and I'm making my own show. It's going to be about, well, mostly what goes on in boys' life, like sports. We talk about girls in school and stuff, and it's going to be a great show, and I hope y'all listen to it and have a great time.
Thank you. That's the Gregory. And you may recognize that voice. That's the voice that used to come, that would comes on from time to time and say, good morning, you listen to my papa. But he's older now, so he's old enough now to host his own show. And he said he's going to talk about issues dealing with young men, with relationships, with sports, and with things that they like to do as they grow up to be an adult, the type of schools they want to go to, the type of career they want to have. And so I'm so glad that my grandson is taking this up on himself to try to encourage other young men to be all they could be in Christ Jesus. Now, Zuh Gregory, are you excited about the show coming up?
Yes, I am. I am very excited because I like to talk. I like to talk about stuff that we do in our normal lives, like sports, because I play sports, and I like to talk about us growing up in school, because I want to see if anybody else had the same thing I do in school.
Hey, that's all right. So you want to see if anybody else had the same thing, going through the same things he's going through. And that's great there. You know, that's good because sometimes we feel like we're the only one that's going through something. I lost my job. I'm the only one that lost my job. You know, I lost several jobs. I lost jobs during the holidays. During Christmas time, I done lost my job. You know, but yet, God is still able. So Zuh Gregory was going to share that there with us, what young people think. And now, as we get ready to wind down this program, we want to, again, thank you for being a part of the program. Thank you for continuing to support the program. I want to thank you for what you're doing. You make this show what it is today. And, again, the guest that we had this morning was the instructors from the ASL School of Ministry located in the Duncanville area. We had Pastors Avery on, Minister Scott, and one of the students that's now been licensed to be a minister, Minister Julia. And they came on and they shared with us some things concerning the school and encouraged our listening audience to be a part of the school or be a part of God's kingdom. Minister Julia, she came out during our revival in July, and she came out and she shared with our with the congregation at our street revival, which we host a revival each and every Sunday in the Oak Cliff area, Dallas. In the South Dallas area in Dallas, Texas. And we realized it's an internet program, so they go around the world. And so we was host that internet program. And so Minister Julia, she came over, she shared with us, and truly was a blessing, and how God was able to allow her to practice her gifting. Amen. Then we just finished the interview with Reverend Dreyer, and then from internet blog ministry, Thunder the Baptist. He was on there, and he shared with us the posting. And I encourage you to go to that site there and see what that site is about, and also post some things there. Amen. And I would encourage you to listen in again next week. We have some more great guests that's coming up. And you, too, can be a part of what we're doing here. Amen. And remember, as you go out today, help change your life in Jesus' name. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this morning. We thank you for the guests from the ASL School of Ministry, Minister Avery, Minister Scott, Minister Julia. Thank you, dear Lord, for allowing them to make themselves available for the build-up of the kingdom. Dear Lord, they had things that changed the lives of people with relationships. They said things, dear Lord, that makes a difference when it comes to ministry. Let what they said fall on fertile ground, dear Lord. Let it bring about a harvest of 30, 60, 90, dear Lord. Dear Lord, we pray for our last guest there, ThunderTheBaptist.com website, dear Lord, with Reverend Dyer, dear Lord. We pray that you continue to bless him, continue to encourage him, continue to give him the resources he needs, dear Lord. Let his mind be stayed on thee. Dear Lord, we pray these in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up Granny's Place Ministry. Dear Lord, as you continue to bless them, the CEO, Beverly Beasley, and her staff, dear Lord. We pray these in the mighty name of Jesus. Until we meet again, God is able. Amen. So be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen.
There is a word especially for you.